This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines: Postal ballot voting for polling personnel engaged in Dharmanagar by-election in Tripura being held today. Union Home Minister and BJP leader addressing public meetings in Assam run-up to assembly elections. Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressing voters in poll-bound Assam. Good Friday commemorating crucifixion of Jesus Christ being observed today. And now the news in detail. Postal ballot voting for polling personnel engaged in Dharmanagar by-election is being held at the Bir Bakram Institution today. A total of 152 polling personnel are eligible to cast their votes over the next 2 days. Polling for the regular voters is scheduled on the 9th of this month and counting will take place on the 4th of May. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah arrived in Assam yesterday on a two-day visit to campaign for Bharatiya Janata Party and other National Democratic Alliance candidates ahead of the assembly elections. He addressed a rally in the Kaliabor constituency of Nagaon district in support of AGP candidate Kesab Mahanta. The union minister said that BJP is against infiltrators but not against the original Muslim inhabitants of Assam. Mr. Shah will address several election meetings across Assam which goes to polls on the 9th of this month. Senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, yesterday promised to implement Article 244A in Karbi Anglong if his party returns to power. The article empowers parliament to establish an autonomous state within Assam for certain tribal areas listed under the 6th schedule. Mr. Gandhi is on tour of Assam to campaign for party candidates in Karbi Anglong and Jorhat ahead of the ensuing assembly elections. Addressing a rally at Bukhajan in Karbi Anglong district, he said the Indian National Congress believes in decentralization of power. As part of the preparations for the upcoming Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council elections, around 3,500 electronic voting machines were brought to Umakanta ground in Agartala from Madhya Pradesh yesterday. The machines will be transported under strict security cover and under the supervision of the respective district election officers. Polling is scheduled on the 12th of this month and counting will take place on the 17th. The Meghalaya State Election Commission is all geared up and prepared to conduct the Special Intensive Revision SIR in the state. Chief Electoral Officer BDR Tiwari said the Election Department was awaiting the schedule for SIR from the Election Commission of India. Meanwhile, the preparations are underway for the Shillong Parliamentary by-election. Mr. Tiwari informed that around 14 lakh and 64 voters will exercise their right to franchise and the number is expected to increase further. The by-election has to be held within 6 months following the demise of Shillong MP late Ricky A.J. Sinkan recently. Good Friday is being observed today commemorating the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his death on Mount Calvary. Good Friday is observed as a day of sorrow and penance with faithfuls attending special prayers in churches. Church leaders remind the faithful of the message of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for humanity's betterment. The director of the Northeastern Indira Gandhi Regional Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, Shillong, Dr. Nalin Mehta, has said infant and maternal mortality rate in Meghalaya have significantly declined. Referring to the recently launched Mission 1000 Days by the Meghalaya government, he stressed the need for proper nutritional and emotional support for mothers and infants during the first 3 years. The initiative focused on the critical period from conception to a child's second birthday using technology, community participation and targeted interventions. The Indian Institute of Management, Shillong, yesterday held its 17th annual convocation, awarding degrees to 477 students across various programs. Degrees were conferred on PhD scholars, MBA graduates, executives and working professionals. The Meghalaya Board of School Education will declare the SSLC Class 10 results 2026 on the 7th of this month at 11 a.m. Students can check the results online via the official website. The complete result booklet will also be available for download. Results will not be displayed at MBO's offices in Tura or in Shillong. The National Law University of Meghalaya has opened admissions for the 2026-27 academic session, offering interdisciplinary law programs aimed at preparing students for future careers. Officials informed that 50% of seats are reserved for Meghalaya domicile candidates to promote local participation. The application process is open and will continue until the 16th of May. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu chaired the 5th governing body meeting of Arunachal State Rural Livelihoods Mission yesterday. The focus is on improving market linkages for self-help group products, promoting digital and financial literacy, encouraging youth to take up rural enterprises, and strengthening value chains in agriculture, horticulture and forest produce. Chief Minister Khandu said, "When women are empowered, families grow stronger. Strong families lead to strong villages, and strong villages build a strong state," he underscored. The Doni Polo Airport has received the Best Airport under RCS Udan Award for boosting regional connectivity in Arunachal Pradesh. Additionally, it has earned a GRIHA 4-star rating provisional for its eco-friendly infrastructure initiatives, the airport authorities said. The Northeastern Electric Power Corporation Limited celebrated its 51st Foundation Day at its corporate office in Shillong yesterday, marking over 5 decades of dedicated service to the nation's energy sector. NEEPCO's remarkable journey and its significant contributions to the power sector, particularly in the northeastern region, was highlighted during the anniversary function. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla yesterday inaugurated a maternity ward dedicated to the Community Health Center, Ning Thau Kong of Bishnupur District. The maternity ward, Kwairakpam Shrikanogwal Memorial Building, was constructed by a local NGO within the premises of the CHC and handed over to the Manipur government to support the expansion and upgradation of the center and strengthen maternity health care. Governor Bhalla stated that inauguration of the new facility was a significant step towards strengthening hope, dignity and care for the people, particularly women and mothers, who form the backbone of the society. He highlighted the enduring strength, resilience and moral leadership of the Ima community and observed that the initiative reflected a broader vision of strengthening healthcare infrastructure through collective effort. The Indian Institute of Management Shillong celebrated its 17th annual convocation yesterday. Degrees were conferred on the 469 graduating students under various batches. 5 scholars were also honored as doctors of philosophy, PhD, in diverse subjects. In the past week, more than 100 migratory birds belonging to 9 species were observed roosting at Sikhe Lake at Zero in Lower Subansiri District, Arunachal Pradesh. The recorded species include mallard duck, northern shoveler, ferruginous duck, Eurasian widgeon, tufted duck, gadwall, northern pintail, gargany and great crested grebe. More species are expected to arrive in the coming weeks. Since 2019, a team from Zero Birds Walk in support with the CK Multipurpose Society has been actively monitoring birds' migration and conducted water bird population counts during the peak season from November to May. And with that, before we close the headlines once again, postal ballot voting for polling personnel engaged in Dharmanagar by-election in Tripura being held today. Union Home Minister and BJP leader addressing public meetings in Assam run-up to assembly elections. Leader of opposition in Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressing voters in poll-bound Assam. Good Friday commemorating crucifixion of Jesus Christ being observed today. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.